difficulty. I and the gentleman that Craig got a hold of were over here together putting up the antenna and overcoming some problems doing that. And we've got it up in the clear now after after quite a struggle, actually, to get it up. It sort of got tangled up on the pole. And just got through installing a transmitter, redoing a bunch of connections and coaxial cable and that kind of thing. I came without really having everything I needed to do the job. And there just doesn't seem to be anywhere to put the amplifier. And Harvey is not real concerned with it anyway. He seems to prefer going barefoot. So, so far this is what we've got. I hope it's good enough. I guess I can be heard, but I don't know how well, so you have to fill me in. The frequency may have shifted slightly because I switched to the receiver VFO. And I'm just sort of in the testing mode. So, Al, copy back to you, and hello to everybody out there. N2SAG was the group. This is, what should I say, WB8RAD/W8MPB. Go ahead.
Quick signal report.
Go ahead, G.
Yeah, you're 20 over here, Scott. Good copy. KE2LO.
Scott, you're picking 30 over here in Evansville, WNOAG.
Yeah. Excellent. I couldn't be happier. That is absolutely terrific. And I have no idea how much power I'm actually putting out, but it's it seems to be pretty modest because the plate current meter is not kicking very high. Not as high as I'm used to seeing it anyway. So I guess we have somewhat of a success here anyway. The SWR bridge here, it doesn't seem to work, so I think the meter itself is bad. So Harvey's brother is going to bring one that he has and install it, and then we'll get a better idea of what kind of power and what kind of SWR situation we have. But thanks for the report. WB8RAV/W8MPB, and I'm going to try to get Harvey in here now. Go ahead.
You're
25
over in Pigeon, Michigan.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi.
Wow. Yeah. Scott, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be in the listening mode to send to SAG. Want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know everybody's feeling the same way. You spent the whole day. I know you started early in the day and took a day off to do it, but boy, I'll tell you, you sound great, and thanks a lot. We can't wait to hear Harvey. N2SAG back in the listening mode, and if Harvey, if you're listening, howdy. So whoever wants to take it, please take it, and tonight is a great night on 3950 in so many ways. N2SAG.
Yep, I just want to say I'll second everything Al said, Scott.
I'll second it for Harvey, WB4CIA.
This is a night to remember. I'm glad I'm here. Also, we had heard from your helper, Scott. Your helper checked in a little while ago and said that things were going okay, and all the stations on frequency at that time thanked him as well. So, very good. You're 25 over here in Washington, D.C. area in 3GVA.
Yeah, Scott, you're 25 over.
Scott, you're doing 25 down near Lynchburg, Virginia, KR4LY. God bless you.
Ain't that okay, something? I'm only 45 miles or so away, and I give him 25 over.
Bob, so I present you with Harvey Hines. Now he's shaking it off. He's not, he's patting his chest. He's not feeling too good. Yeah, he's very short of breath and not feeling well at all. But he has gamely made the trip into the shack here, and I think he's he needs a minute or two to get on the air. He's catching his breath and putting the oxygen back on, so we'll have to just hang out a minute there. But thanks for the good signal report. Yeah, it took a while, but we got it done, and I'm very happy about that. So, you ready, Harvey? Okay. Okay. Now, I'll just throw it back out there, and then when Harvey's ready and the time has come, he'll pick it back up. This is WB8RAV/W8MPB.